Praised be Jesus and Mary. Saints Cosmas and Damian, who we commemorate today, were brothers who had become well known for their skill in the science of medicine. Being Christians, they were filled with that spirit of charity, and they never took any money for their services. And their virtue won for them the highest esteem of all the people. So when the persecution under Diocletian broke out, their notoriety rendered them prime targets of persecution. They were reported to the governor of Cilicia, named Lysias, for being Christians who cured various illnesses and delivered possessed persons in the name of the one called Christ. They also forbade people to go to the temple to honor the gods by sacrifices. The two brothers were apprehended by order of the governor, and after suffering various tortures, they were sentenced to be bound hand and foot and thrown into the sea. And this didn't work because an angel untied their bonds and drew them out of the sea. And witnesses of this miracle returned to to announce to the governor what had happened. And so they were brought back to Lysias as magicians. And he decided to imprison them until he could decide what to do with them. He finally condemned them to be burnt alive, but they prayed to God to manifest his power and lest his name be blasphemed. And an earthquake moved the fire into the midst of the pagans, so they were spared once again. So when the rack also left them unharmed, the governor swore that by his gods he would continue to torture them until they became food for the birds of prey. So they were crucified and stoned by the people, but this and still other tortures were ineffective. So finally they were beheaded with three other Christian companions around the year 283. And as we remember these two holy physicians who are the patrons of doctors and pharmacists and surgeons, just to name a few, we might want to pray for all health care professionals that they would follow the example of Cosmas and Damian in their care for the physical and the spiritual well-being of others.